Good health to all from Rexall. It's the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show, presented transcribed by the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists.
Good evening. This is your Rexall family druggist, welcoming you for the 10,000 independent druggists who have added the word Rexall to our own store names. You know us for the orange and blue Rexall sign on our windows. And that sign means that we carry the 2,000 or more drug products made by the Rexall Drug Company. Each one scientifically compounded to do a job for you. For example, there's Rexall's famous mouthwash, MI-31. MI-31 is a special antiseptic formula that kills contacted germs almost instantly when used full strength, yet never harms delicate membranes of the mouth and throat. Quality like that of Rexall MI-31 is what we family druggists are talking about when we tell you you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall. And now your Rexall family druggist brings you the Phil Harris Alice Faye Show. Written by Ray Singer and Dick Chevrolet, with Elliot Lewis, Walter Tetley, Robert North, Janine Roos, Ann Whitfield, Walter Sharp in his music, yours truly, Bill Foreman, and starring Alice Faye and Phil Harris. A few weeks ago, Alice bought a new car. She's been driving with a learner's permit, but today she's going down to take the test for her driver's license. She's a little nervous, so she's asked Phil and Frankie to drive down with her.
Now be careful, Phil. You're going a little too fast.
Alice.
And put your hand out when you make a turn.
Alice.
Watch what you're doing. You went through a red light.
Alice.
What?
You're driving.
I'm so nervous about taking my test, I forgot.
I've never seen such lousy driving. Alice, you mind if I get out of this death trap?
Don't be sarcastic. I happen to be a very good driver. I was the best one in the driving school, and the teacher said my driving
was
better.
All right, you're a good driver. Now get off the sidewalk and back on the road.
Frankie, if you don't like what I'm doing, you can get out and walk.
Why should I? You didn't get fresh with me. If you were to try to kiss me, I'd be forced to defend my honor and leave.
All right, Remley, all right. You can stop already. Look, Alice, here's the Motor Vehicle Bureau. There's a parking space right there in back of that cop's motorcycle. That's it. Now slow down. That's fine. Now back in.
Oh, I don't want to back in. It seems like such a sneaky way to do it. I have enough room to go in forward.
Honey, I don't think you can make it.
Please,
if you...
Phil, I know what I'm doing. I can get into that space with my eyes closed. What's this?
You can open your eyes, dear. You're in.
Uh-oh. The cop's motorcycle was knocked over.
Did I do that?
No, dear. It's just a nervous motorcycle. You see, when you raced your engine, the motorcycle got flustered, jumped up in the air, and fell over in a dead faint.
Yeah, you know those high-strung Harley Davidsons.
Hey, Alice, quick. You better back up before somebody sees us. Now, hurry up.
Okay.
Back up.
Alice, there's a car in back of you!
She found it. Well, dear, you're batting 1,000. You got one going forward, you got one going backward. Do you want to stop now, or would you care to try one sideways?
I think if you put a little English on it, you can hit that truck across the street.
Oh, it's your fault. You fellas get me all upset. Anyway, this time I didn't hit a cop's motorcycle.
What did she hit, Frankie?
I don't know. Must be a company car. There's a sign on it.
What does it say?
Los Angeles Police Department.
Oh, it's only a squad car, sister. Squad car! Hey, Alice, quick. Slide over. Let me get at that wheel. Slide over. Oh.
Hold it there!
Uh-oh, here comes Felix Flatfoot.
A policeman?
Yeah, Lester Lockstep in person. Now, Alice, you be quiet and let Frankie and me handle this. We'll get you off the hook. We'll kid him out of it.
Cops have a wonderful sense of humor.
Well, nice driving, buddy.
Oh, it was nothing. Glad you liked it.
I didn't like it.
Who cares? I don't believe anybody asked for your opinion.
Wait a minute. You don't seem to realize who I am. I'm wearing a uniform.
Well, bully for you. Now run along and deliver your telegrams and leave us alone. These Western Union boys certainly are...
Frankie. He's not a Western Union boy.
Well, thank you. I'm glad somebody recognized me.
Well, you'll have to forgive my friend. He's not familiar with the Cub Scout uniform.
Well, the wise guys, huh? I'm going to throw the book at you.
Fellas, this one doesn't have a sense of humor. I think we got a straight man.
Alice, please. I told you that we'll handle this. Well, if you're not a Cub Scout or a Western Union messenger, just what is your racket? Who are you?
Who am I? I'll break it to you easy. You see this badge? What does it say on it?
L-A-P-D. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Lappet. Yeah, that's short for Lapidus.
My name ain't Lapidus, it's Cassidy.
Cassidy? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't recognize you without your horse, Hoppy. Hey, Frankie, this is Hopalong Cassidy.
I'm not impressed. I'm Roy Rogers' man.
If you two comics are through, you can come with me. Come on.
Now, wait a minute, officer. Don't blame them. It's a natural mistake. You do look a lot like Hopalong Cassidy.
I don't care if I do?
Yes. Only you're even better looking. In fact, you're one of the handsomest men I've ever seen.
Well, it's nice to hear you. You're very... You doing anything tonight, Blondie?
Now, wait a minute, officer. She happens to be my wife.
Quiet, knothead. I'm writing you out a ticket.
Well, what's the charge?
Reckless driving. You knocked over my motorcycle. You got a driver's license?
Yes, sir.
What's your name?
Phil Harris.
Where do you live?
Encino. Where do you live?
North Hollywood.
What's your name?
James Cassidy.
Let me see your driver's license.
Very well, I have it. I have a uniform.
A likely story.
But I tell you...
Let me smell your breath.
Honest, I am...
Quiet, I'm writing you out a ticket.
But please, sir, I didn't mean it. Wait a minute! I'm the one that's writing out the ticket. Now, let me see your driver's license.
All right. Here you are. Thought I didn't have one, huh? Well, I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I know all the rules and regulations. And you'll find my driver's license in perfect order.
Yeah, except for one little detail.
What's that?
It expired 3 months ago.
It expired? Well, gee, officer, I didn't realize it.
Likely story.
You stay out of this. Here's your ticket, Mr. Harris. You'll find quite a few charges on it.
Now, you can't do this to me. I'm a celebrity. I'm Phil Harris, the radio star.
Well, good for you. In that case, you can afford a bigger fine. Be in court in the morning. In the meantime, have your license renewed and don't try to drive until you do. So long.
But, officer, I didn't do any... Oh, Alice, why didn't you tell him that you were driving the car?
Oh, but, Phil, if he gave me a ticket, it would spoil my chance of getting my driver's license. Oh, honey, it was sweet of you to take the blame from me.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got your license. I guess you're right. Well, after all, it'll only take me a few minutes to renew my license. Let's go in the Motor Vehicle Bureau and get it over with. Hey, Frankie, will you park the car?
Yeah, okay, sure.
Come on, Alice. Hey, honey, as soon as they recognize me in there, I'll get my license renewed. Like that.
Well, suppose they don't recognize you.
Well, I'll make sure they do. I'll walk in singing like this. One, two.
Well, look at them shuffling, shuffling down, rambling, scrambling, they're heading for town, hustling, bustling, buzzing around, happily awaiting at the station. We'll look at the train, the number 709, huffing and puffing and arriving on time. Who do you think's about to arrive? The band they call the Dixieland Five. They're gonna play that muskrat ramble tune the way you never ever heard it played. Get ready for the big parade. All together now, one and two. Come on and join a happy throng. Feel the beat of that rambling, scrambling muskrat song. Come on and ramble along. Look at them a shuffling down. Look at the band parading all over town. Look at the happiness going around. Well, everybody's up and celebrating. Look at the drummer entertaining the gang. Clinging and clanging with the bing and the bang. Changing the town from dead to alive. The band they call the Dixieland Five. You're going to hear them play old Dixieland. You better get your reservation planned. In person for a one-night stand. All together now, one and two. Come on to join the happy throng. Feel the beat of that shuffling, scuffling muskrat song. Come on and ramble along. Dixieland, you better get your reservation planned in person for a one-night stand. All together now, one and two. Come on and join the happy throng. Feel the beat of that shuffling, scuffling muskrat song. Come on and ramble along.
Hiya, Cassidy. What's on your mind?
Hey, George, I want you to do me a favor.
Sure.
Some wise guy named Phil Harris is coming in to renew his driver's license. He thinks he's a big shot. So when he comes in, I want you and the boys to give him the works.
Oh, we know how to handle that type. Hey, Jack, when this Harris guy comes in, I want you and Eddie to get in line and back of him and make believe you're applying for a license, too.
Okay, George.
We'll take care of Harris.
Drive crazy, fellas. Here he comes. He's the one with the blonde gal. I better duck for
it. Leave it up, Cassidy. Eddie, you and Jack go out and get in line and back up.
Huh? Say, pardon me, Bud, but where do I renew my driver's license?
Oh, right here. What's your name, sir?
I, sir, am Phil Harris.
Phil Harris? Oh, when I tell the boys, fellas, look who's here, Phil Harris!
See, Alice, it happens every time. You people are kind of impressed at seeing me, aren't you, Bud?
Oh, yes. We haven't been so thrilled since Lassie came in for a dog license.
Now, what can I do for you?
Well, I want to have my license renewed.
Oh, very well. There'll be a few questions to answer. First, who are you sired by?
Why do I have to answer questions? All I want is a license. Here's my old one. Give me a new one.
Oh, you optimist, you. It's not that simple. Before I can stamp your license, you'll have to take an eye test, a road sign test, a traffic law test, a driving test, a loyalty test, a blood test, and a screen test.
Well, why do I have to go through all that? I've been driving for 20 years.
We have to be very strict about who we issue licenses to.
You mean that I have to go through all that, too?
Oh, I didn't see you, miss. What did you want, Blondie?
Well, I want a driver's license.
You ever had a license before, dear?
No. No, I've just learned to drive.
And you want a license, honey?
Yes, sir.
Here you are, darling. Take this over to window 4.
Oh, thank you. See you later, Phil.
Now, wait a minute. Why do I have to go through all those tests and she gets her license stamped right away?
She's prettier than you are.
Only because she's wearing makeup. Look, I'm sick and tired of the red tape. All I want to do is renew my license, and I don't need no written test or no eye test.
Well, please, the tests are very important for the safety of the public. I got no time to argue. There are two men waiting in line in back of you.
But look, mister, I want to...
Please, step aside.
Oh.
Now, what can I do for you, sir?
I want a driver's license.
Very well, step right up to the window.
What window? I don't see very well. Where is it?
Right over here.
All right, don't help me. I'll manage to find it. Ah, this must be the window.
Get your nose out of my face.
Oh, pardon me. I mistook the lines in your face for the bars in the window. Now, let me see now. Where is that window?
This way.
Keep talking. I'll come in on the sound of your voice.
Beep, 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 beep. There we are. Now you say you want a driver's license?
Yes.
Well, I'll have to give you the eye test. How is your vision?
Perfect.
You passed. Here's your license. Nice thorough examination.
Thanks for the license. Now, if you'll just aim me toward the door, I'll be on my way.
Good luck. Oh, and by the way, if you ever get a chance, drop in and get yourself a pair of glasses, will you?
Well, I've been trying to for 3 years, but I can never find the optometrist's office. Well, I'll be seeing you.
With what? How come you gave him a license?
Who?
That baseball umpire that just left. What kind of an eye test was that?
Now, we have to be strict. We can't have reckless drivers on the streets. Now, what is it you wanted again?
I want to renew my driver's license. All I want is for
me,
you
bud,
to take...
I'm next. I want a driver's license.
Oh, yes, sir. How long have you been driving?
2 weeks.
You got any... Got any tickets for traffic violations?
About 22.
You ever been jailed on a traffic charge?
6 or 7 times.
You ever hit a pedestrian?
Only when they get in my way.
I like your attitude.
Here's your license.
Hold it!
Now, why did you give him a license?
Well, why shouldn't I?
In 2 weeks, he got 22 tickets. He was in jail 7 times, and he hits pedestrians when they get in his way.
So he made one little mistake. A man is trying, he should be given another chance. After all, that's a democratic way you do it.
Never mind him. Now, how about me?
Oh, yes. What was it you wanted again?
I just want to renew my driver's license.
Well, why didn't you say so? If that's all you want, it won't take any time at all. Well, what do you know? 12 o'clock and time for lunch. I'll be back in an hour.
Come back here. Open that window. All I want is my driver's license. I...
Well, Phil, I'm all ready to...
I never did a joke.
What are you laughing at?
Oh, I just thought of a joke that was...
Who's laughing?
They put me through all that red tape and the guy gave you your license just like that.
Oh, that was no license he gave me. That was just an application. I'm doing fine, dear. I just passed my eye test.
Oh, that was a tough one.
I passed my written test, too. And now I'm going out to take my driving test.
I got a tip for you.
What?
If you can hit somebody, it'll help. Never saw such a place. I'm having nothing but trouble.
Oh, cheer up, honey. Don't be a grouch. Stay with the happy people.
Yeah? That sounds suspiciously like...
It is. We've got to stay with the happy people. To have your fun, live in the land of joy. Happy people, face the sun, life is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious. And take it from me that misery is looking around for company. So stay, stay, stay with the happy people. Don't you wrinkle your brow, it's wrinkly out of style. Just stay with the people who love you. Wear a smile,
smile, smile, smile. Won't you wear a smile, smile, smile? Won't you wear a smile, smile, smile? Won't you wear a smile if you want to stay with the happy people?
Have your fun, live in the land of joy.
If you want to stay with the happy people.
Is a Christmas toy. Down through the endless ages, tears have been contagious, and you can take it from me that misery is looking around for company.
So stay, stay, stay with the happy people.
Don't you wrinkle your brow, it's strictly out of style.
Just stay, stay, stay with the people. Love, love, love all the people who wear a
Well, how are we doing, Cassidy?
Wonderful, George. Wonderful. You guys really got that Harris character going.
Hi, Officer Cassidy. Here are the groceries your wife wants you to bring home.
Oh, thanks, Julius.
What are you guys laughing at?
Some wise guy's trying to renew his driver's license. We're making it tough for him.
I don't think that's a very nice thing to do. Who is the poor fella you're doing this to?
Phil Harris.
As I was saying, it's not a very nice thing to do, and how can I help louse up the big slop?
Well, we're trying to think of some tough tests to give him. Have you got any suggestions?
Yeah. Let me give him the tests. I'll tell him I'm a new clerk you put on part-time.
Okay. That's Harris banging on my window now. You better open it up, Julius.
Okay. This is going to be a pleasure.
Well, it's about time you opened your window.
What's on your mind, Mac?
Well, sir, I want to renew my...
No, 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 not you.
Yeah, 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 it's me.
What do you do behind there, you little squirt?
I just started working part-time, and if you want a license, you'll have to deal with me.
Look, Julius, if you think I'm going to let you...
Please,
get in...
don't aggravate me. I'm a very nasty little clerk when I'm upset. Now, then, let's get on with your test.
Now, wait a minute. I'm not going to take any tests from you because you won't give me a fair break.
Mr. Harris, I assure you my personal feelings will not bias my opinions.
Well, in that case, all right.
Just because I hate your guts don't mean I won't give you a fair test.
I tell you, I'm not going to... The eye test? Oh, that's a cinch. I know how to answer that one. Go ahead, ask me the question.
How's your vision?
Perfect. I pass. Give me my license. Stamp, 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 stamp. Give me another.
Not so fast. Got to read the chart on the wall first. Cover your left eye and read the top line.
Okay. A-M-L-T.
Now cover your right eye and read the second line.
P R S V.
Now cover both lies and read the third line.
If it's all right with you, can I feel the letters a little?
I'll be lenient. I'll let you read it with one eye open.
Oh, I'd hate to cheat like that.
Go ahead. Read the third line.
Q, F, X, W, Z.
Now pronounce it.
Bobbins. Wavons. Quamps.
I can see nine.
Why?
You can't read English. There'd be a danger on the road. If you came across a word like that on a road sign, you wouldn't know what it meant.
Well, where will I ever come across a sign like that? It don't mean nothing.
That's what you think. In Czechoslovakia, it means no U-turn.
How do you like that? I've been driving for 20 years, and I didn't know that in Czechoslovakia, you're not allowed to make a quamps. Look, I'm not going to take any more of this from you. This is the most outrageous thing that I've ever heard of. I'm not going to...
It's okay. I'll take over now. I think we got about as far as we can with
you. Darn right you have, because I'm a citizen, and I demand my rights.
Very well.
Very funny.
Yeah. Now, what was it you wanted again?
Oh, yes, I remember.
You wanted to renew your driver's license.
Now we're getting someplace.
Well, just fill out this application, and in no time at all, we'll have... Well, the 5 o'clock whistle. Time to go home. Good night, sir.
Wait. Open that window. Open the window, I say. You can't do this to me. I want my license.
Phil, look. I passed all the tests and got my driver's license. How did you do?
I didn't get one. Come on, let's go home. I've been framed. They wouldn't give me my license.
Well, one consolation. Now that you can't drive, you can't get any more tickets. Oh, there's the car across the street.
Well, wait here, and I'll get Frankie to drive it over.
Oh, Phil! Phil, be careful crossing the street, you...
Don't tell me how to cross the street. I've been crossing them for 35 years.
Hey, Harris!
Oh, it's you, Cassidy.
I got something for you.
My driver's license?
No, a ticket for jaywalking.
No! No!
Alice and Phil will be back in just a moment. But first, here's your Rexall Family Druggist.
The other day I was telling a customer about one of Rexall's best-known products called Bismarex.
Oh, you don't have to tell me about Bismarex. I already know what swell relief it is for acid indigestion.
Well, as a matter of fact, that's exactly what this customer said. But wouldn't you still like to know why that's true?
Well, yes, I guess I would.
Well, the secret lies in the scientifically developed formula for Bismarex. You see, the active ingredients in Bismarex vary in the time it takes them to dissolve in the stomach. That way, the relief it gives is not only prompt, but continuous and prolonged. Excess acidity is often neutralized within 1 minute. Then the other ingredients, dissolving more slowly, ease up those acid gastric pains. And finally, Bismarex leaves a soothing protective covering on irritated stomach membranes.
Well, no wonder Bismarex works so well.
Well, ma'am, 10,000 family druggists don't wonder about it. You see, we know you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Good health to all from Rexall.
Folks, this is Phil Harris again, and as you may know, the present time I'm crossing the country with a big 2-hour stage show, including my chief stooge, Jackson Benny. Then we have Rochester, gorgeous film star Vivian Blaine, my whole band, and many other wonderful extra acts, all in person. Tonight we play Milwaukee. Tomorrow, Monday, we play Peoria. This Tuesday, we'll be in St. Louis. This Wednesday, Indianapolis. Thursday, Grand Rapids, Friday in Detroit, Saturday, Toledo, and next Sunday in Cleveland. It's a great show, and I hope you'll ask for your tickets early because they're going fast. Join us on the air again next Sunday. Thanks, and good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
This program was produced and transcribed by Paul Phillips. Now Rexall brings you ProCap, the adhesive tape that sticks better, stays put longer, and is less irritating than any adhesive plaster made. Yes, now, after years of research and testing in some of the country's most famous clinics and hospitals, ProCap is ready for use in your own home. The finest adhesive tape money can buy. That's ProCap. P-R-O-C-A-P. Ask for it at the store with the orange and blue Rexall sign on the window. And remember, you can depend on any drug product that bears the name Rexall.
Next, Sam Spade, then Betty Hutton on Theater Guild on NBC.